Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland. Well, thank you for coming back to my channel. I'm commenting on the new Archbishop of Westminster. Of course, he's the highest Catholic priest in Wales and England. So Westminster Cathedral is on Victoria Street, London. And when the Catholic Episcopate came back officially into England in 1850, they gave their archbishops different titles from the Anglican equivalents. Of course, till 1533, the Archbishop of Canterbury was Catholic, thereafter Anglican, but for the brief hiatus under Mary Tudor. And that's why it's Archbishop of Westminster. Anglicans got Archbishop of Canterbury. So this new chap, Richard Moth, has been appointed. And how old is he? He's 66 years old, if I got that right. So they tend to be there for quite a long time. He's only the 12th person to have that title. His full name is Charles Philip Richard Moth, but he goes by one of his names, Richard. I never heard of that surname. Born what was then Northern Rhodesia, a British colony, so now Zambia. And so he was ordained at the age of 25 in 1982. But I think he came back to this country as a child, born in Zambia to British parents, as I understand. So anyway, was seen to be an effective preacher, good at ministry, all the rest of it. Personable, because, you know, some priests were young men in a hurry to be old men, or were sort of refugees from reality and normality and so forth. We're reading led by a thread by the late Father Forrester saying this guy wanted to be an actor but couldn't cope with the precarity of that. Another chap was frightened of sex or whatever, or some of them did it because they wanted to be academics or it was an easy life they looked after. They wouldn't be rich, but they certainly wouldn't be poor, would have a roof over their head, three meals a day, saying mass on Sundays. Not very hard work. If you're not conscientious, you can get away with doing very little. But of course, there are very, very few ordinands coming forward. But he wasn't like that, so well regarded. And obviously, the Catholic Church wants to look and see that there's no scandal going to come about this vetting. Doesn't have a reputation of ever having been handsy, not even been accused of any crime, because of course there've been so many crimes within the Roman Catholic Church committed by clergy. I don't think most of them are guilty, or are even guilty of covering it up. And I have looked up some data, and it did say that they're actually less likely than the average man to commit these crimes and be accused of them. Yeah, so. But, you know, you'd think that everyone has a libido and you've got to have a healthy outlet for that. And people don't have a healthy outlet with adults. They might go for an unhealthy outlet. Now, I was reading about this, and priests, Catholic priests, are not allowed any sexual activity. Some of them are in homosexual relationships. I mean, I knew a young man in his 20s who went on a gay dating app and met a Catholic priest in his 50s and had a relationship with him. But if the Catholic hierarchy finds out about that, you can be kicked out of the priesthood. I mean, they tend to give people a few chances. Or indeed, if a Catholic priest has an intimate liaison with a woman. But these days, when this is happening, they're saying, well, does the community know? The community doesn't know. Well, the community knows, they don't mind. If it's not a problem, shall we just let them continue? Nobody's perfect. Some priests are using bad language or drinking too much or speeding or whatever, or I don't know. We all commit sins all the time. And there's this ridiculous idea that if you had one lustful thought, you know, well, whether you've committed mass murder, well, you're all sinners, we're all on a par. Doesn't quite make sense to me. But anyway, so he was Bishop of Arundel and Brighton. Well, obviously, Brighton is the gay capital of the United Kingdom. So I wonder if he's got any, you know, how did he cope with that? Previously as Bishop of the Forces, as in the British Armed Forces. They were still fighting in Afghanistan and Iraq back then. I mean, the Catholic Church is not quite pacifist, but criticised both wars. Don't think it actually said that the soldiers are wrong to fight it. Didn't blame them, blame the leaders. Didn't stop Tony Blair being received into the Catholic Church, despite disagreeing with the Catholic Church and everything, and indeed being a mass murderer, perpetrating sexual violence of the ultimate kind against little kids. Anyway, he was chair of the Catholic Bishops' Conference. So, so by tradition, is he going to be made a cardinal? We're not sure, not so far. So the 19th of December, Pope Leo XIV announced that Moth was being promoted to the Archbishopate. Cardinal Vincent Nichols has served in this role for 16 years, and he's retiring, and he's seen as one of the more respectable, charismatic ones, this Liverpudlian, telegenic, and so on. Some priests are sort of drooling or inarticulate or just a real odd bod. You've got to have somebody who'll be just a good face for the church to attract people to it, someone who's just, how to put it, got some joie de vivre to him, or cut through, is relatable, okay, can connect with ordinary people, who's got some emotional intelligence, because a lot of them in the old days had missed less than one. A public speaker would just talk to their toes, would just mumble and so on, speak in some monotonic voice. But Moth is obviously a little bit better. He's going to be the face of the Catholic Church. So he faces numerous challenges, such as, you know, falling attendances at mass, financial problems, the hangover of all these child abuse scandals tend not to be now, but often things that were decades ago coming out in the wash, having to pay compensation for that. But they do have these signs up, a safer church, what to do if an allegation is made, and so on. Because in my childhood, there was just none of this. And I had no idea their adults did this kind of thing to children when I was little. And it just wasn't talked about. It's only in the early 90s it sort of started to come out. All right. So what do you think about Richard Moth? Is he the right man for the job? Is he going to be a good one? He's got to manage relations, interfaith relations, particularly with a growing Muslim community. And then moral issues like immigration or illegal immigration, being humane to those who come to the United Kingdom illegally seeking refuge. And often they come from Muslim countries claiming they converted to Christianity and face death for apostasy if they're not allowed to stay. Well, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, PayPal, George Callahan 7 at gmail.com. Goodbye.